turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
So, we're lucky tonight and we are joining James Rose live on assignment. James, are you there?
I'm here, Ashley.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening? It's great to be with you this evening.
Just wonderful to have you. So, first off, can you explain to our listeners what I mean by on assignment?
Well, that's the name of my boat. I have a 28-foot sloop sailboat, and we've been sailing from New Orleans to Pensacola. We left about 9:30 Saturday morning, and we've gone straight through. It's kind of grueling, but it's spectacular all at the same time. There's so much wildlife, marine life, dolphins. I mean, the Gulf Coast is alive again, and you can just feel it, smell it, see it. It's incredible.
That's amazing. And that's actually just right on what we were talking about the idea of being mindful and how when you're mindful, you're aware of your surroundings. You just told me you've seen dolphin. What else have you experienced out there?
It's a lot longer. We got headwinds, so that's one thing. We're not able to sail the whole way, and that's a little bit frustrating. We're under motor right now, so I hope the engine's not too loud. But, yeah, I just love doing this and seeing the Gulf Coast. We're right outside of Gulf Shores, Alabama right now, headed to Pensacola, so we're probably 40 miles away from our destination. But it's just a fantastic way to spend a couple, two, 3 days. I have the boat down here for a while, and it's really a great way to just get away from it all, and that's why I love sailing.
We talked last week about how you feel you go through these stories and a lot of times you don't remember the next day, you know, what you covered. And that's normal for, you know, reporters reporting what you're doing. Is this almost like therapeutic for you?
Feel absolutely.
Like you, yeah. I mean, how is it? Is it just because you just let it kind of go?
You know, it's, you know, you kind of forget about some of the heinous things you may have heard or covered or had to talk about. And you just kind of purge when you're out here. It's a different world. You know, you have to experience it, I guess, to really understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But it's really kind of cleansing. The water out here, you know, is crystal clear and turquoise blue. And it just changes your whole attitude, your opinion. It's just kind of a shot in the arm. It gives you a boost. It just kind of re-energizes me. And that's kind of why I love to do this and take a little journey like this.
Are you the captain of the ship?
Yeah, I'm the owner of the boat, and I'm a captain, and my buddy Bert is co-owner of the boat. He lives in Baton Rouge, and, you know, I fly down to New Orleans, and then we get together and take it out. We've got a crew of five right now, and we're going 24 hours straight, so we have to go on shifts, because you really have to have someone, we prefer to have two or three people, you know, in the middle of the night at watch, because we're going through shift channels, and you talk about an adrenaline rush when, you know, you're looking at some lights coming, and you're thinking, okay, is that a channel marker? And then you say, oh, my God, no, it's a big ship. And, you know, it's a rush. It certainly wakes you up. It's exciting. You know, it's an adventure. And this is how America was discovered. People have been doing this for centuries. So I just kind of dabble with it. But it's absolutely a beautiful place to come sailing and get in touch with nature. We saw about 9 dolphins this morning swimming all around our boat.
That's
and
awesome.
They were huge dolphins. And, you know, after the oil spill, it's just amazing to see how resilient this Gulf Coast really is. There's just something about dolphins jumping around the boat while you're sailing, I just have to say.
Well, I actually got to swim with the dolphins on my last trip, and it was one of the most amazing. It just felt like a gift was given to me. Those animals are so intelligent. First, you know, shout out to Bert and the rest of your crew. When you're, you know, captaining this ship and you're sailing, do you feel like it's also the same way that you live your life? How you kind of are the captain, you're kind of the master of your own domain, you might say.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely the captain of your own destiny. And what we do is we plot the course. You know, Bert and I come down, we're on the same page, and we know what heading we're going. But sometimes you have to veer off course because the wind changes. And then you got to worry, hey, this is really shallow. Like the shallow depth meter was going off just a few moments ago. So we had to go back deeper out into the Gulf and then set a new course. So, I mean, these are important things to do in life as well as on a journey like this. And absolutely, I mean, you make that comparison, and I totally agree. You have to have the tools, though. I mean, the life skills tools to chart your way through life as well as on assignment like what we're doing. And that's kind of the joy and the camaraderie of it all.
Well, we did talk about this last week. We talked about expectations, too. And like what you said you had a lot of headwinds.
I've been watching the weather all week. You know, thank God we have no storms. We've had some pretty good wind just coming out of the wrong direction. But we were taking advantage of it as best we could. We've logged a lot of miles under wind. And to be totally under wind is just almost a spiritual experience for those who may have never gone sailing. It's just an incredible feeling to go 6-7 miles an hour under just wind and get to your destination. It's incredible.
Can you kind of paint us a little picture of that? Just so for everybody that actually has stopped updating their Facebook page at this time and is really listening to the show, could you kind of paint it for them? What you're seeing, where you are.
I'm actually down in the cabin right now because we're motoring in.
Okay, well, I understand that. I'm sorry, I know that the connection is a little off. Before you had this trip and y'all have been planning it for a long time, do you feel like you had any sort of preconceived ideas about how this was going to go, or did you really just keep your mind really open to experience basically anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to remain open and see how it went. But you know what? The thing we prepared for, just about everything, redundancy-wise, you know, backup batteries, backup GPS, backup radios. And these are things you need. You know, I got to tell you, when you hear the Coast Guard, and they've been doing a bulletin all weekend, apparently a 46-foot sloop reported engine problems, and it's been missing. It was headed to the Bahamas. You know, it really makes you say, wow, you know, that could be us. When you sail out in the Gulf of Mexico, you realize how small you really are in the world, you know, in the cosmos, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is a big place. A lot of crazy things can happen if you're not prepared. So
that's true. You know, going past your past experiences, and I think you seem to do this, it's like every time is a new experience. This time of sailing, you've sailed a million times, but you're able to actually see things with clarity. You know, I think it's neat because you have a crew with you. And tell us a little bit about your crew, because I know you've known them for a long time. I mean, 30+ years. So these are really close friends of yours.
Yeah. Scott Rome and his brother Barry are with me. I've known them for probably 35 years. You know, we're talking almost Boy Scouts, and this is like an advanced Boy Scout trip. So when we get together, you know, we know what everyone's capable of doing, and we're all an asset. You know, it's a team. Bert's a restaurateur. He's the co-owner of the boat. And he's not cooking, by the way. Scott's actually the galley hand. So everybody has a job. I'm an electrician in the Air Force. That's what I did. Not only can I captain the ship and navigate, if something goes wrong, I'm kind of the electrician. Bert grew up in Guatemala. He's a restaurateur. He knows how to plot a course and stay on it. But he's also a diesel mechanic. He was a diesel mechanic in high school. You know, all these things come together. It's just a collective group of people that get together and have just an amazing time. And it's a great experience. And I got to tell you, you have no idea how dark it is right now. I'm looking out the window into the Gulf of Mexico. And you really have to navigate and look, make sure you're on the right course and you see the right buoys so you can confirm exactly where you are. And this is under perfect conditions. The weather is magnificent. But imagine in stormy weather, it could be an entirely different story. You know, I make life analogies to sailing, and I just think it's true.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how well you're prepared, things are going to happen. You just have to deal with them and make the best of it. And I think that's what you and I were talking about last time, is how what you learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
Is for you to get better prepared for next time.
So, it's true.
Yeah. So it's a life lesson. It's a learning experience. We actually ran aground at one point today. It was not a big deal. It wasn't a hard aground, but it was just coming out of a marina. We went to top some fuel off. But, you know, you get out of the channel for 1 minute, and next thing you know, it's a soft ground.
Oh, wow.
So backed up and took off. But, you know.
It's those things in life, it's kind of like when you extrapolate it to what you do. As a reporter, that you never know really what you're walking into every single day. Kind of the same thing. How do you deal in those situations when you know that it's a murder, it's this or that? How do you clear your head just to accept what
it
is?
Well, this is how I clear my head. But, you know, in dealing with situations like that, I just try and treat people with respect, and I treat them the way that I would like to be treated, or a family member or a friend of mine, I would expect someone to treat them. It's gone a long way for me, and it's not a big thing, really. Just treat people the way you would expect to be treated.
Right.
In a case like that. So, but I come out here to purge and not think about those things, and this is how I kind of recharge my battery.
I've actually never been sailing, which is it's kind of sad. I know. I'll have to go with you sometime.
Out here.
Yeah, I'll have to go with you sometime for sure.
And I'm excited to be talking to you. I've never done that before while I'm out sailing. So.
No, and it's awesome. I mean, do you feel like you're able to breathe deeper? Do you feel like you're being able to like get oxygen in more? Because, you know, breathing is so important to being mindful and eliminating those things that is like that constant, you know, record playing in the brain that just is, you know, constantly taking you away from what's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's breathtaking. I have to tell you, you know, it's sugar white sand. emerald. They call it the Emerald Coast for a reason. It's crystal clear, and it's kind of emerald green, and it's just spectacular.
If you don't mind holding on for us, we're about to take a break. And when we come back, please come back and listen to the rest of what James is telling us, because he's got some more interesting stuff to talk about. We'll be right back after a couple of messages.